Triple M's Rush Hour, Jars and Louis. No Louis this week. We've got Dom Cassisi, we've got KG, and we have Andrew Jarman.
3-year unlimited K warranty. No, not Rory. The used cars at Jarvis Toyota.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
Here comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane dog. Rory!
Yes.
Hang on.
G'day, champ.
Rory, could you believe what he was doing while that song, but we song do that. Was on?
Absolutely. It happens every week.
And does it?
Yeah.
Playing the guitar and crashing.
Crashing the guitar.
Yeah, we do that, don't we, buddy?
It's a song going around, isn't it?
Got a nice hug from him outside. KG, Rory Sloane, and Dom Cassisi. Rory
I've had
Sloane.
The pleasure of meeting Rory.
All met a few times, mate.
Yes, we have. Good to see
very
you.
Very good people.
Up with speed, yeah.
Hey, how are you, champ? How are things tracking? Obviously, the showdown was a great game of football. So how did you see it? Obviously, you're in the coach's box. How did you rate that performance by your boys?
Yeah, so first half was exactly the way we wanted to play. It was just a really tight contest in terms of the actual numbers. We got away pretty well.
Yeah.
20-point lead at half time, which is what you want in a showdown. You want to keep building. And then, that third quarter was...
What happened, Rory, in that third quarter?
Yeah, so the first half of the third quarter was terrible. Was okay. No, the first half was okay. And then the second half of that third quarter really got away from us, and we just lost a bit of field position, which came off the back of some contest stuff too, which Port were really good in, I thought, all night. From watching it, they had some big boys around the ball, which was clearly their thought process going in, and look, they played really solid footy, and we just couldn't stop the score. Unfortunately, we let them kick 7 goals in that third quarter.
Seven
and we could have reduced that to maybe 4 or 5, might have been a different story, but again, last quarter, boys responded, and it was a good arm wrestle.
Cool.
I mean, that finish was, as you said before, mate, it was a great game of footy to watch, but we couldn't have asked much more from our guys right towards the very end. I mean, guys put their body on the line.
Correct.
It just didn't quite fall our way, which sometimes, I don't know, Pikey said this, it's sometimes just football.
Exactly right.
Sloaney, obviously 14 injuries at the moment, and then you lose McGovern, so you guys can't take a trick at the moment, but it's actually been... The club must be really impressed with the guys that have come up and filled the role, but can it keep happening? You know, with McGovern out now, like, your depth's being tested more than anyone else in the competition. You guys are still confident you've got players to step up, keep covering?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got a stack of guys coming back this week as well. I mean, Kyle Hardigan's fit to train and ready to go. I think we've got about 4 or 5 other guys. Alex Keith's coming back in. Sample level, Sammy Gibson. So a lot of these guys who are out injured... are all coming back, and I found it a little bit lonely today doing rehab just with Brody Smith. I mean, he's in there for a little bit longer. So
will he play this year, Rory?
That's a great sign. Absolutely he will.
He will.
He's tracking really well.
Jeez.
Well, that's good news.
Yeah, great news.
Well, that's positive news.
I'm not the specialist, but, I'm just looking at the way he's training. He looks pretty good. So, absolutely. We've got a couple of injuries, but the most impressive thing for me, and that's the bit that I take joy out of as well, is watching all these young guys come in and play really solid footy, especially these guys that I've had a lot to do with over the last couple of years.
What's rehab like?
What's rehab?
What are you doing there? What do you do?
Worst place on earth. Not worse, I shouldn't say. Yeah.
So what do you focus
not
on?
Enjoyable.
What are you? Is it just all your core strength stuff, or what is it?
Oh, everything. So you can always do something. So at the moment, I'm doing pretty much everything. Still having little jogs around on the bike a lot.
Yep.
I actually enjoy the bike.
Yeah,
it's kind of strange.
Do you get in the pool?
I get in the pool.
How is our swimming pool down there?
It's okay. I swam at Marion Swimming Centre yesterday, which was quite nice. Not about about 2.5K there
Did
yesterday,
you?
Which was beautiful. It was great.
The
to
black
get a
line.
Change of scenery. Hey. Yeah, the black line up and down. But it's funny. Every time I'm on the bike, I still can hear Charlie Walsh's voice in my head. For those out there who don't remember Charlie Walsh, he was our cycling coach back in probably
under
the first couple of years.
And
some of the hardest sessions I've ever done on a bush bike.
He's a sensational bloke, isn't he, Charlie Walsh? He's just a beautiful bloke.
What did you do when you're in rehab, Jazz?
I beg your pardon?
What did you do when you were
in rehab, Dom?
Never injured?
Nah.
Ever? Yeah, right.
Durable, mate.
Yeah, well, you never got out of second gear, so probably why.
Roy, can I?
Hang on,
never got a hard ball. That's what they
say. Oh, don't go.
Never
there.
Got a hard ball.
Don't go there.
Pain of the fence. Oh, you got actually the biggest layoff you had was when you had RSI from
What's
brushing
that?
The fence.
Stick around, Sloane dog.
Yeah, Rory Sloane, our special guest on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Flogs.
Now, Roy, can I play?
Exactly. I love that little cheap punch. Yeah. Oh, okay. Don't take that, Jazz.
No, it's okay.
Just wait till the end, Roy. We're not finished yet, old son. Can I play the devil's advocate? Like, Sam Gibson played, I think, over 100 consecutive games for North Melbourne. Comes to Adelaide, obviously a very good player, plays one pre-season game, and we haven't seen him since. That would suggest to a lot of people that something is not quite right or wasn't quite right with our pre-season there. Is that how you see it, or am I over the top?
Nah, completely over the top. I think he's back this week, which, again, I tend to focus on the positives. And, he had a great run.
At North Melbourne?
Absolutely. Had an unbelievable run. And he had a great run with us all pre-season as well. So he was flying all pre-season, just like many guys were. So, look, and that's the thing. We've had an unbelievable run the last few years.
Yep, last year in particular.
We have had quite... Yeah, a fair few more than the last few years this year, but does that come down to changes in program, or is that just
bad luck?
Is that just bad luck? Is that just your time? I know clubs go through it all the time, and the best thing for me, again, I said I focus on the positives, but it just has allowed so many others to stand up and play roles for us.
Sonny, obviously a bit of talk the last 24 hours about the Kernos, you know, and the rule. Obviously, as a player, you just focused on week to week, trying to get yourself up and whatever, but being an experienced player and well respected in the game, do you know what do you think when you see decisions like that at that tribunal level? When you see one instance a few weeks ago get banned for a week, the same thing almost arises and they get nothing.
Yeah,
or you don't really care.
No, it's interesting at the moment. You just sort of just tuned out from a bit of from watching a lot of other footy shows and media stuff. But I mean, that situation is we are discouraging guys from obviously touching umpires, which is understandable too. So, I think the thought process behind it all is there. So we'll just, it's going, AFL is challenging it, aren't they?
Yeah, yep.
So we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
Just don't touch the umpire. No, yeah. Get some distance between you and the umpire. That's all you have to do.
There's no grey area. It's just black and white. Sonny, when will you return? Not hope, but when will you return?
Yeah, it's hard to put
a time on it?
Oh, well, just hard to put a round on it. Obviously, I'll miss this week, and then I'll be running by this weekend. So I'll be back up and running pretty full steam this weekend, and then build up from there, whether that be come back the week after this or the following couple of weeks, I'll be looking to eye off.
So you've been conservative with it, managing it and doing all those sort of things?
Yeah, absolutely. Feet are, I mean, you put so much body weight through them and so much force through them all the time. So it's just one thing. I want to make sure I'm 100% right coming back in. And that's basically where it was at before I just retweaked it a little bit, which just set me back basically a week and a half, a week or two. So just strengthen it right back up and really, I'm taking all the advice I get on it pretty seriously.
So there's been no concern. There's no concern in your mind that the season's over. No specialists have said, oh, mate, we're just going to have to wait and see until you're running top speed. You're pretty confident you're going to be back soon enough.
Yeah, so I choose to listen to the voices, I suppose, that matter, which are the specialists, the doctors.
Absolutely, and they're all pretty positive.
I've really done quite a minor strain.
Okay. Beautiful.
So I'll be... It's funny what gets written out there, that's all. Yeah.
Another addition to the Adelaide Crows Football Club, Big Sammy Jacobs, the birth of his beautiful daughter, Imogen Rose Jacobs.
Yep.
Mate, there's more babies on their way.
Plenty more,
isn't
it? Cut another
one.
That's brilliant. We're breeding
another three before the end of the season, I think.
Oh, so you,
myself, Josh Jenkins,
yep,
Andy Otten.
Wow,
all due at the same time, weren't they all due?
there's one every month until October.
Production line.
How's that?
Leading into the grand final.
Yeah. That's great.
What are you hoping for, Rory?
So we had our 19-week scan or 20-week scan yesterday.
Yeah.
One of the coolest moments of my life. Didn't find out.
Brilliant.
I just always
don't
imagined.
Find out.
No, I've always imagined finding out on the actual day.
When you're there.
Can't wait. I thought at the start, I was thinking it was going to be a girl, but I don't know. After seeing yesterday, I think maybe a boy now.
A boy.
So,
son.
I'm not sure. Obviously not fussed at all. But yeah, you're father, son, father, daughter now. It doesn't matter.
Who was your first Dom? Was a girl?
Three girls, mate.
Yeah, three girls.
Three girls. Two fit, they reckon.
Yeah. And that's true. That's what they're saying.
Oh, I don't know. I'll take it.
Yeah, hey, good luck to the boys Friday night. Very important game to obviously respond and bounce back against the Western Bulldogs. We need to treat them with respect. And hopefully we'll see you next week playing.
Every home game is a must now, Rory. Every home game is a must win.
What do you mean, every home game?
I know every
what do you mean just a home game?
Home games are special.
Honestly.
It's our fortress,
well,
if you like.
Well, it is a fortress. A castle.
Well, I call it a fortress.
King Slondon.
Nah, some of the best wins are the away wins
I agree.
So
I don't want to lose at home, though, do you?
Expect us to win there as well.
Take care, mate. See you next week.
Thanks, have a good one. Cheers.
Signing on the Rush Hour, Rory Sloan for Jarvis Toyota. The Rush Hour, Triple M's Rush Hour, KG, Dom Cassisi, and Andrew Jarman.